hustle and bustle of the Theatre Royal in York, and we are here once again at Shift Happens. When I say we are here once again, because I'm joined with two familiar faces.
On radio, yeah.
There is a photograph attached to this. Phew, I've got to remember I'm doing multimedia right now. And a geo position, so if you did want to stalk, it's very clear exactly where we're sat. First of all, who are you?
I'm Hannah Rubman. I direct a programme called Ambition, which is all about digital development for the arts and cultural sector.
And you?
I'm Jamie Waldridge. I work up at Lancaster University, and I'm their head of marketing and communications.
We were all here last year talking. Was everybody here talking?
Yes,
everybody was here talking. They've only asked Hannah back. No, they've asked us all back. But you're here talking again. You have also just finished, or in the middle of, I don't know, the Scottish tour?
Yeah, so Ambition Scotland has been running this year in 2010. It ran in England from 2007 till 2009, and Jamie's ex-organisation Ludus Dance was on that, and documentally was a key part of the roadshow team, evangelising and helping us to really skill up the arts and cultural sector.
A lot of people talking about Ambition to me today, saying, I saw your Ambition. I had a lovely conversation with... this was on the train, actually, on the way up here, while I was compiling a slideshow for the AMA. If the AMA are listening to this, I know today is the deadline to hand that slideshow in. There are still a few hours left of today. And I was speaking to Monica from... I'm trying to remember the Twitter name, but it's a Stables Milkings, Stables MK on Twitter. And she was saying that she came to Ambition and was it changed the way she worked. And she says, after we talked about Twitter, and I think it was me that was covering Twitter at that particular occasion, she says it just completely changed the way that she did things. Are you finding that this is happening more and more? Because from last year to this year now, I see a massive change in the attendees.
Absolutely. I think... if that question is about Twitter, I think we're seeing two things. I think we're seeing arts organisations beginning to produce work in the Twitter sphere. And we heard a story today about a project that the RSC did called Such Tweet Sorrow. But we're also beginning to see organisations do things like crowdsource ideas through Twitter and actually grow significant audiences. So, you know, the Tate will tell a story where they've basically increased their Twitter followers to over 100,000 now. And they've done that through really thinking about what they're tweeting rather than just sort of sticking anything out there and talking about how many cups of tea they've had.
Yeah, and it's funny how that analogy keeps getting kind of brought up, although I'm one of those people that argues for the reasons behind small talk and the way that we kind of gauge what we're about by introducing small talk, whether that's digital, quite small talk when you're talking 140 characters, or in real life. I've had a terrible trip on the way into work. Don't ask the boss for a pay rise, should he be in that frame of mind. What brings you back here?
I think I'm really excited at keeping in touch with the developments digitally and looking at new ways that the arts and arts organisations, arts companies, can continue to grow, experiment, to hear good practice, to hear things that have worked, to hear things that maybe haven't worked as well, and the lessons that we can all in the arts kind of learn from that. And I think what's really interesting at the minute with Twitter's a kind of a platform, a tool. It's all about, for me, cooperation, partnerships, and Twitter, Facebook might be online ways of either having partnerships with other arts organisations or with science or other industries, or more importantly with, say, your audiences or maybe some of the people that you want to get out messages to or you want to hear back from as well and develop ideas from that, because it can spark new ideas in your head in the organisations that you work from, really.
A lot of people here are hearing the conversation are talking about how, you know, they're finding it more and more difficult, even though we are becoming more and more enabled and with all these different communication tools, to still get bums on seats. And some people are taking it unto themselves to actually forget about the seats. Let's just take what we're doing outside of these walls. Is this a good move?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I have to say that I think calling an audience member or potential audience member a bum is highly insulting in the first place. We're obviously all very rounded individuals, not just rounded bottoms. Yeah, I think actually we need to be aspiring to kind of long-term relationships with audiences rather than just this short-term, come and see our performance, we'll take your money and then we'll wave you goodbye. And these methods of communicating over a longer time within a community framework like Twitter, Facebook, are excellent ways of encouraging those longer-term relationships. It's like drawing people into your family.
What have you been inspired by so far from today?
I love the keynote with Sir Ken. I thought it was great. The way he could spin a story or kind of get his message across, I thought was great. I think meeting the various people today so far has been really, really good. A good networking opportunity. And I'm really, really looking forward to tomorrow. The speakers on tomorrow, especially Hannah.
How have you been inspired? And it's kind of interesting when, you know, this is for me fortifying there are no experts, because I can't, you know, I don't know that many people who are on the who are talking and on such a serious talking circuit as you are, where with so many people coming to listen to what you have to say about this whole world, yet there is so much still that needs to be extrapolated.
Extrapolated.
I'm not very good with words, can you tell? Not like Ken. He can spin a yarn.
Oh, he can. Those stories. We laughed. we still have a lot of sharing to do, and I guess that's why this Shift Happens network coming together this year for a live event after being a network all year is really, really exciting, and that's what's sort of made me feel excited today. We've come back not to say the same things to each other, but to say, wow, remember what we were doing last year? This is where we are this year. And here's the new ideas. Here's what worked. Actually, here's what didn't. That went wrong completely. We wasted our money on that. Those lessons of what's failed are hugely, hugely important to share, as well as the successes.
So would you say the people that are engaging with the new tools that are available, the real-time web and social media tools, would you say there's still a minority there? It is the minority?
In terms of arts audience demographic, no, I don't think that anymore.
Well, last year that would have been a different thing.
I think it would have been. Yeah. But no, I mean, people always kind of want to stick grandparents into a category of people who aren't online. That's not true anymore. You know, Silver Surfers are Skyping with their grandkids in Australia.
And I got beaten on my iPad playing air hockey by an 83-year-old woman. She'd never even touched a computer in her whole life. I said, check that out. She says, ooh, what's the magic box? And then she whipped my ass at air hockey.
Imagine what she was like as a younger woman on the actual hockey pitch. Yeah. Terrifying.
That's a good point. I never thought
terrifying
of that juxtaposition. So we've got a long night ahead of us by the looks of everybody still full of energy out there. And I think we might have got through the PIMS, but the barbecue is still very smoking. Look forward to seeing what you have to talk about tomorrow. Any hints?
Still focusing around the idea of being digital can help you get greener. So
nice.
Yeah,
sustainability
new spin on that. Yeah, sustainability.
Well, we've noticed I've already seen more Skype talks here than I have done at most other conferences, and I'm thinking I did tweet I still would like to be, and it was on an ambition talk. Yep. I think I saw a hologram on the floor in Brighton.
Yeah.
It was amazing, and I said to him, how could I be that hologram but live? He says, what do you want to do? I says, I don't want to have to travel all over the country talking. I'd like to project myself in. He says, you could do it now. And then he kind of leant forward and said, but it'd cost you.
Yeah, that's a lie. Your motivation is actually that you want to be Princess Leia in Return of the Jedi. So
help me, Hannah Rudman, you're my only hope.
The secret's out.
Yeah, I'd probably just play it in my bedroom. What do you hope to get from tomorrow?
I think, again, listening to some more stories to have my eyes opened up, my ears opened up to...
You'll never get stories like you do from the art sector, because these people know how to take the facts, know how to take the information that is really important and perform it for you, to you. And I love that. That's why I know there's never a dull moment. So thanks very much for me managing to accost you guys. I'll let you get back to your drinks.
Thanks, documentally.com.
Thank you.